Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based.
So what are we talking about today, Shane?
What are we talking about today? Mm-hmm. Oh, your favorite thing in the whole world.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah? Can you guess?
Yeah, traveling.
Oh, right? That's a good guess, yeah. Where are you traveling to this year?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm actually going to Germany.
Who else?
Yeah, right. I'm going to Germany, Spain, and I have a layover, actually, in Ireland, Dublin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Luckily, actually, Irish.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get some more luck, huh, before I come to Canada. Return to Canada, I mean. But yeah, I think traveling was always about planning ahead for me, you know, and
right.
Making sure I have enough food actually in my bag, even.
Right, because it can be hard sometimes to find a good plant-based restaurant.
Right, especially when
around, especially across the world. Not everyone, you know, is so open-minded to having plant-based meals. So.
Yeah, the thing is also I actually traveled pretty much around the world. You know, I've been exposed to different cultures. You know,
right.
Be it like.
I got a question, real quick.
Asia. Yes.
Have you ever found that you couldn't find food?
Oh, for
the million-dollar question that everyone says.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's a great question, you know, but it's very rare.
Very rare?
Like, say, if you go on a hike, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. I mean, like, if you went to, like, a city or, like, somewhere in Asia, was it hard to find plant-based food or was it pretty easy to find?
I don't know. If you're not really such a picky eater,
you can always find something.
Yeah. I mean, especially in Asia and like in Central or South America, you know, like food is so important for them. Like they have a lot of street vendors, right?
Right.
I remember like in Hong Kong, you know, I had this delicious like grilled sweet potato. It was delicious. It was nothing else.
Just a sweet potato.
Just super grilled.
Where was this? You know? Sorry?
In Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong, okay.
So actually while you're traveling and you stay plant-based, you actually get to try different foods you never tried. It's
right.
Amazing.
You really got to be creative and hope that the chef is willing to be creative with you, right?
If you go to a restaurant.
If you go to a restaurant, yes.
Usually, like, vendors, let's stay in Asia, right? Like,
yeah, stay in Asia.
They have a lot of, like, fruits, you know?
Oh,
it's
for
like
sure.
It's like usually a tropical country, you know? Let's say, like, Singapore, Hong Kong.
Right.
And Taiwan was really good. Even Japan, you know?
Right.
Like, my sister just went like a year ago or something to Japan, and she said it was amazing.
That's
like
good.
With the vegan food.
So the world is changing.
Yeah, exactly.
even in Asia.
Right.
So that's
okay,
good to hear.
You might think with languages, right, it's hard like to communicate. Well, if you're not too sure, you know, just stick to the basics.
Right.
You know, and
keep
just
it simple.
Be a picky eater.
Yeah, you know? Keep it a little bit more simple than you need to.
I remember I would, like in Japan, I would eat a lot of crackers. Actually, I would memorize certain words that say, even like, be it sugar, if I didn't want to eat too much sugar, or let's say dairy, you know, certain characters I just memorized. And, well, if I'm traveling with Claudia, then she could help me anyways because she knows how to
look
speak
for
Japanese.
The keywords?
Too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But certain things you just know, you know, let's say sushi. Veggie sushi.
Right.
Like, it can't be, like, there's so many 7-Elevens in Japan. Like,
oh, is there really?
Pre-packed.
I've never been. I don't know if I really want to go. Is it good? Good?
I think
different
Japan
culture,
is
right?
Cool. Yeah, it's almost like.
Super modern?
Westernized, yeah, but still the Japanese culture.
Still
you
Japanese.
Know? It's a really interesting mix what they have. Like, it's very modern.
That's neat.
Super modern. I mean, it's a very rich country, anyways.
Yeah. So. They got those robots over there.
They do, and,
and those crazy
super,
toilets.
Yeah, totally.
Modern world.
Whoa, yeah.
we live in the Stone Age compared to Tokyo.
Yeah, you really travel into the future. It's very high tech. I find it a bit too hygienic, though. You know, I mean, I believe in hygiene and stuff, but if you go overboard, you know, then you get very, like, actually, your immune system is very weak and they have a lot of allergies. If you think of it, you know, they're super, like, hygienic.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of allergies. And
I wonder if that's a direct cause, maybe.
It is. Actually,
being too clean.
It was scientifically proven even in Germany, you know, when they still had the wall.
Yeah.
That Eastern, the Eastern Germans or even Europeans, you know, they were a bit more dirty in a way than the Western
the
ones.
Eastern Germans?
Yeah.
Were dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that what they said, or is that actually hold true, do you think?
Well, yeah, they weren't that clean, you know, not that okay. hygienic.
Yeah.
But actually, they proved that they had a stronger immune system.
That's good.
I think that it's the same with, like, say, if kids are constantly outside playing with the sand and doing things, right?
Right.
They actually have a stronger immune system than the kids that stay mostly indoors, which, let's say, pretty much clean all the time, hopefully.
Right.
But, yeah, kind of want to keep it balanced, right? I mean, you don't want to go overboard with, like, never washing your hands or whatever, right? It's not about that. But anyways, what I noticed, though, yeah, you really need to be creative, and I really like to have snacks in my bag, you know, be it like, let's say, energy bars. That's
right.
Actually how we started traveling. Even I remember we went to Hawaii,
yeah,
sisters and I, and we arrived like I think maybe midnight or 1 a.m, and we got super hungry, but we actually had bars in our bags, you know, and we're like, well, we're super hungry, and it was a time difference too, right? Sometimes
right.
you get hungry at
weird hours. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
And then it actually helped us because we walked from the airport. We were like, oh, it's so early. Let's just walk to Honolulu. And it was...
Walk to Honolulu?
Yeah.
Is that a far walk? I've never
really
been there.
Far.
So.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. But we were like, we have time.
You walked from the airport to Honolulu?
Yeah.
Like
we
the
didn't
city?
Have a place to stay because we arrived so early. Sometimes that's what
Whoa.
Would happen. We would sleep at the airport or would sleep at a playground or something. Because
wow.
it was just time-wise not really... good. We were just, oh,
yeah.
we can walk around and we have food. That's the key, you know? You want energy-dense food with you. In
For
case
sure.
you were getting too hungry, right?
Yeah. So, vegetables are nice, but they're not so calorie-dense. So, I
no,
mean,
I really like
and they're
nuts.
Hard to keep, right? Especially when you're traveling.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you can have a little bit here and there, but I find they just either go bad or they go moldy after a while. Mm. Like, they're not like something you can... sustainably bring with you all the time, right?
Exactly. Even like greens powders, you know, you can.
Yeah, greens powders is a good
it's
alternative,
really good.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're traveling, what, 12 hours, 15 to your sister's, like 20 something hours.
Exactly.
You want to keep yourself well hydrated and have the right minerals still in there, right? Keep your body functioning so it can fight back that jet lag and become more stronger
right.
into that time zone.
I know this also, like when I eat chia seeds, you know, I stay better hydrated too.
Okay.
So really keep.
So that's a good tip,
fluid, yeah, in your stomach.
So have you?
Yeah.
Would you suggest before flight or after flight for chia seeds?
Before.
So just before flight, so ground chia seeds
expand in your stomach, right? And then
yeah.
they keep the liquid in your stomach.
That's good. It's ground
good.
Though or whole?
Good question. It
and do you
doesn't
soak
really
them
matter much.
Or don't soak them?
If you have time, but you don't have to. Don't get stressed out about it if you can't. Just have them like the way you have. But you
That's
can,
good.
You
I'm going to have to try that.
Put them in a smoothie. You know, it's really good.
Yeah.
yeah.
Put them in and
yeah.
holds that
and
hydration.
Keep you full too, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, as I said, you know, the key is always pack something, you know, even for the flight. Because sometimes, you know, the little meals.
Oh, I always pack some.
But also, yeah, we're talking about flights too, right? You want,
yeah.
When you book your flight, you can actually hopefully order a vegan meal.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, we did that when we went to Europe last year.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, actually, we got our meal first, so that was always a benefit.
Yeah, right? Everyone's like,
and then
oh,
by the time,
first class?
Yeah, and then like by the time everyone's eating, you can go to the bathroom. No one's going to the bathroom at that time, and you can sneak in, and it's great. So.
Right.
I think it's even benefit just that I'll have it. And in case, you know, airplane food's not the best or cleanliness, you might get sick from some stuff, especially if it's like meat or dairy sitting around. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah,
I would get it even if I wasn't. It's just a better meal, I find.
Some really good dishes, even like lots of vegetables, I found.
Yeah, I think what did we have? What did we have on a British airline?
Did we have a curry or something?
Yeah, it was like a chickpea curry
yeah,
with
yeah,
rice,
exactly.
and it was just so, it was good. It was delicious,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
And then I think they gave us fruit for dessert or something, which was
right.
good. Not a big sugar crash that you...
Exactly.
And everyone else had like this chocolate...
Cake or something,
and they were like passed right.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if you're trying to, you know, keep your body from getting jet lag, you're just like
right.
crashing your body now into the ground with more caffeine and sugar.
Exactly.
So,
how did You fall asleep though, right? Last
I
time.
can't really fall asleep on flights, but going to Europe, yeah, I got a couple hours. Should I?
So what? How did you do that?
Oh, wow. British Airways has a special seat computer thing and put on the
You don't get
hypnotic.
paid by British Airways.
I don't
Just
get
say
paid
that
by
now,
British
right?
Airways, but I'm just letting you know I had the best experience
That's really good.
with them and their flights. I mean, I went in there, you put on the hypnotizing music, and it's like, you're going to sleep now. You're getting very sleepy. And like this crazy music going on, it just put me right to sleep.
Right. Didn't you take some melatonin too, or
I
magnesium?
tried a bit of melatonin. It didn't really work too well, but the magnesium, if you ever going on a flight, take some magnesium powder and mix it with water. I found it was the best thing to keep me relaxed, hydrated, and sleeping.
Yeah, you
It
gotta
worked
drink
well.
though.
So well.
That's the thing too, exactly. Actually, staying hydrated is the key too,
With
especially when you're
water and ice
flying,
cubes.
right? You got
Especially with the recirculated air, you definitely want some water,
Mm-hmm.
ice cubes. Stay away from the alcohol if you can. I know it's tempting. Cool the nerves. Switch it to
Make you
magnesium
sleep.
powder.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, if you want the, if you got the nerves, have the magnesium powder, not the alcohol. The alcohol is just going to dry you
It's
out.
dehydrating.
Same with the coffee. If you're trying to switch time, the worst thing you can do
Even black coffee. You
is
know, I drink it sometimes in the morning when I
yeah.
had a very long flight, let's say to from Berlin to Australia or something. Like,
You think it's
it's
gonna
actually
help you, but
dehydrating
it's
you.
yeah, it's sucking the water out. Yeah, so
Yeah.
and you don't
Stay
need that,
caffeine-free.
especially when your
Yeah.
body's trying to reset its clock. You need to keep well hydrated,
Yeah.
and yeah, you just want to keep health as healthy as you can, so your body can bounce right back.
Right.
Because you don't want to spend a whole week having jet lag, where you can spend, you know, maybe a couple days of jet lag, and you got way more stuff to go see, right?
Yeah, right.
Because you're walking around, and the best thing to do to cure jet lag is to keep moving.
That's what I noticed too.
Never
Even in the airplane,
sit.
right? Find excuses sometimes to get up and walk a
Yeah,
bit.
but
It
when you
really
get to your destination
helps.
and it's daytime, you don't go sit down anywhere. You keep walking, you keep moving, because as soon as you sit down, your body's gonna be like, okay, sleep time. But you gotta reset your clock and be like, no, you need to walk and you need to keep moving. And I
Yeah.
found that helped quite a lot. As long as we kept walking, kept moving, I didn't feel tired.
You adjusted really well with the jet lag, like sleeping wise. I noticed
Yeah.
that was really good. Just with the digestion, right?
Yeah,
It's
my
good.
digestion was a little bit off. I found my stomach acids were creating weird times. Like in the morning,
Yeah.
it wasn't creating enough because it was probably like, oh, you're sleeping. It's used to sleeping, right? And so, like, I would have this food, and it just like big heartburn and everything. And then at night, I couldn't really sleep because I had weird, like, it was producing, like, I was eating at night time, like,
Yeah.
so. It took a couple days to get used to it, but after that, I was just like, food, food,
I
food.
think the caffeine is a bit harsh on you if you have jet lag.
Yeah, I
Because
regretted
you
having that
remember
caffeine to try to keep me up in the
my mom made
morning.
you coffee, but it was like here it was already nighttime and stuff,
Yeah,
right?
so maybe that what screwed it up a bit.
I think so.
I don't know. I like my coffee though.
Right. But you adjusted well and then you
Yeah, I mean, it
finally
wasn't too
enjoy
bad.
all the food. We were in
Yes.
Berlin that time when we arrived,
Yeah,
right?
and you and your sister were just munching out, and I couldn't
Yeah,
even eat
oh.
anything. And I'm like, oh, I want such good, because in Berlin, they have such good vegan options and plant-based options.
Exactly,
Like, they
it's
have like
so
four-course
good.
meal vegan plant-based areas. And you're like, oh, I can't even go because I'm
So
like so
good.
jet-lagged, and I got friggin' acid coming out of
That's the
everywhere.
thing, though. When did you have a jet lag the last time? You know yourself, that was a long time.
Yeah,
So
I haven't traveled to
I'm more
Europe in
used
over
to it, you know,
15
with
years, so.
exactly. So that can happen. Just be prepared, but don't panic too much and just, you know, eliminate a caffeine for the first days, like first 2 days.
Try
Try, yeah,
to.
exactly.
I mean, you're gonna either feel the headache, so, you know, maybe switch it to a little bit of chocolate instead or
Yeah,
something. I
exactly.
think it might be more of a healthier way just to ease into having caffeine at a different time, right?
Right.
Because your body's set to have caffeine in the morning of the where you left, and now you're at a different destination, you're used to sleeping, and now you're giving it caffeine. So it's
Totally.
really your body's really just trying to find a balance.
Yeah.
And they say every hour that you travel, like
Yeah.
through time zone, takes a day to get your body reset.
Wow.
So if you're traveling a 9-10 hour time zone difference, it's going to take you 9 to 10 days to be fully
Ouch.
Assimilated into the new time zone,
Yeah, I can see
which
that.
that's a long time if you think about it. I tried to do all this thing. I tried to do that, you know, wake up a bit earlier every day and try to get
it didn't, yeah, before we left, right?
Didn't really did work too well.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really need it, but maybe some, I don't know. I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, people have it different. People can either just do it. They're just travel people. They just go.
Exactly.
But for me, yeah, it didn't really work. I don't know if I'd do that again. I tried it. So every day, like, I'd wake up a half hour earlier and try to go to bed a half hour earlier, trying to shift my time, but it didn't really work.
Right. I just noticed
I don't suggest
drinking
it.
Is really good. Like, actually, when I'm in a different time zone, let's say like Europe, I'm actually feeling super dehydrated when I wake up.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just drink and then it gets better.
Drink. Keep yourself definitely hydrated.
You got to, yeah. But anyways, let's say if you're like in Berlin or somewhere like in cities, it's easier to eat plant-based. You know? And I use sometimes Happy Cow too to see what new places are in the city.
That works in Europe as well,
city.
In Asia and everything?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere. Hopefully we have people because it's about like actually
experiences and writing
the restaurant you found in that website, you know,
or the website.
Sometimes even the owners do contact Happy Cow and say, "Hey, we opened a new restaurant in Singapore. Can you
put it on the app so everyone knows?" Yeah,
and then you can rate it. It's
so that's
like
a world-renowned like plant-based vegetarian.
HappyCow.net.
HappyCow.net, and we're not sponsored by them. We just love to. The site's just amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, the app's amazing.
Really,
anywhere you go, I go travel for work a lot of places up here in Canada and. Yeah, Happy Cow it. And then you always find at least one restaurant.
And I notice even, you know what they even write sometimes? Like, which ones are, like, vegan friendly in a way. That's nice too, you know? They're not necessarily 100% plant-based, but they have actually plant-based options, which
it's
is
good.
Great, you know?
Yeah, especially like when you're traveling, you want to find something.
Yeah, and the beauty about it is too, like, you actually see new areas, you know? It's a... A restaurant is very far north and you weren't even planning to go there, but you really want to go to that restaurant.
Right.
You actually get to see really cool places that are not very touristic.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Use it as an adventure time to try to go explore the city.
Yeah.
To go and try to find this,
it depends
this plant-based restaurant. Sometimes it can be in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes it can be in the city.
Exactly. And I mean, we're very active people, so we like to walk for hours.
Yeah.
8, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hours.
I don't even remember sitting when we were in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. I'd really like to.
We were kind of in go mode, so that's why. But but that definitely helped us keep in shape while we were eating a lot of food.
Yeah, foodie, so I do like to try different.
Walking 10K a day, you got to eat a lot of food.
My Fitbit is like vibrating. Hey, you got your 10,000 steps today.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not even noon yet. Yeah, that's really nice. But it's good to have your protein powders too.
Word of advice when you have protein powders, you're probably going to get screened when you're going through security. Because I had it in my carry-on bag. I had a container of magnesium powder and a container of protein powder, and I always went to secondary. Probably due to the fact that it's a white powder.
Yeah.
It's and it's a large quantity of a white powder. So I can see why it can be... a red flag for some people, but usually they just wipe it and it's gone.
Yeah, it's
but we almost missed a connecting flight because of that. So it's a word of advice.
In London? Was that where it was?
Yeah, in London. They were so concerned about what it was and they were just in the slowest mode. I've never seen someone move so slow.
Me neither.
I was like, how much are you paid? Like, I'm like, can we move this along? People are like freaking out. People are missing flights. I'm like, if I miss my flight, you guys are going to be paying for it because this is ridiculous, like how slow you're going. Like, and everyone's just getting madder and madder. And this is for connecting. I could see if this is, you know, just starting. But this was like the connecting area. Yeah. And it was just...
So annoying.
I thought it was way too slow for like...
Even patient people.
Yeah. Like, it was painful to watch these people move.
Yeah.
In my line anyways. But anyways, totally. It was good. But yes, you definitely want to carry a protein powder. I really like using Vega.
Which flavor do you like?
I just like the basic vanilla Vega, not even the sport one, just the normal proteins one. Just to get a little, it's good if you have like a breakfast in the morning.
Right.
You can just have that.
Or
if you're intermittent fasting,
water,
first thing. Yeah, I usually just mix it with water, shake it up, and it's got some greens in there and it's got some good protein in there. So,
yeah, I really like
if
that.
If you're on the go, that's definitely good. I bring a shaker with me, so I bring a shaker. So, all I got to do is find water.
And if you don't have a shaker, what's good to use?
Any bottle.
or even a glass of water. Right?
I mean, you could spin it with a spoon. I just like a shaker. I mean, any bottle that you can, you know, put the protein powder in and shake up is good to go.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it too.
Yeah, so that was definitely something you want to carry. Yeah. Because, like, it's just so convenient.
And it's light, too, to have.
Yeah, it's light. It could, you know, it's something in your stomach. If you can't find anything, at least you got some type of protein in there to keep you going.
Even in your bag, right? Like, it's not, like, heavy stuff you have to carry.
Yeah.
Just really, it's energy dense again, right?
Oh, for sure. And it's also got all the good minerals and vitamins in there because it's got all the greens powder included in it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I really like that one, too.
Yeah, so I made sure to have that in there and definitely the magnesium for nighttime. And it definitely helped a lot with the heartburn that I had.
And digestion.
Oh, yeah, because I had to take that just to help my heartburn, try to keep.
It neutralizes a lot of the acids
out of my stomach. So
That's great.
I would definitely suggest some type of magnesium powder.
Yeah, that's awesome.
As my go to.
Right. And talking about being active, right? It's good to exercise even abroad.
Yeah, if you can, it'll trigger your brain to switch the time zones better.
Right.
If you can exercise the times where you're normally sleeping, it wakes the body up.
Right. I really like running, actually, in the morning. It depends on the weather, too.
Yeah, I mean, we did so much walking. My legs are hurting just from walking, so I don't know when we even... The streets are different in Europe. They're like cobblestone, and they're uneven, so I find it really hurts your back or your legs after walking it for hours. Yeah, and it's so old.
I never have that here.
No, I guess we take our sidewalks and our pavement for granted and how flat it actually is, right?
I agree.
But yeah, you go to Europe, that stuff's been there for centuries.
Berlin was fine, but I notice it a lot in Prague or even in Italy.
Right, like, with the uneven ground, with the cobblestone, definitely.
Yeah, especially in Venice, it was you could feel it.
Yeah.
But exercise is really good. I find it a nice balance of just staying awake too. And fit.
Yeah.
So you can walk all the hours we do. Yeah. It all depends on, just listen to your body, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But of course you need a good sleep as well, right?
Yeah.
That's where the magnesium comes in again.
Totally. Yeah.
So if you sleep well, you can do more throughout the day and have a better mood too.
Yeah, the better you sleep. Obviously sleep is key, especially when you're jet lagged, to get proper sleep. Try to reset your clock. I did use melatonin for the first week just to kind of reset my clock. And I think it did actually help. Yeah, it doesn't make you go to sleep. But when you take it, it keeps you in a deeper sleep longer.
I agree.
So when I took it, I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Where normally I probably would have been waking up in the middle of the night.
It's really, you sleep actually deeper too.
But you don't want to take too much melatonin because it can really screw up your clock. But I mean, your clock's already screwed up. So you're trying to reset it and... I would say don't do it longer than like a week if you're doing
That's even long.
And that's even long, yeah. Cause
I don't do more than 3 days.
You're really going to be screwing around with your hormones and stuff. So you just want to make sure you're just, 3-4 days when you get there just to reset it.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, what did we take? Was it 5 milligram, 10 milligram?
I guess so.
I'll have to recheck that.
But you know what I find?
I think it was
hard,
5.
Yeah, I find it hard to get used to different beds, that makes me sometimes hard to
That's definitely the hardest part. Yeah.
Some are like in Italy, they're so different. Like some are very hard or very soft, or the pillows.
Yeah.
And now we have this memory foam at home where we sleep. It's like we have a memory
foam.
Yeah,
we just came back from camping.
Camping
and at my mattress. Family's place, and we were going from an air mattress to these hard beds that we're not quite used to. And yeah, we just got back and we're like, memory foam, so nice. It's so so heavenly. It's just like, my back just needed it. Got such a restful sleep. I just feel like 110% better.
Our body is so much more picky, though.
Yeah, I find it's harder now that we have a memory foam mattress to even go to places. Like when I travel for hotels, if it's not a memory foam, I just can't get a good sleep. It's super weird. I guess it's just whatever you're used to. First couple nights, you don't get very good sleep.
We did a lot of Airbnb, remember?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you get used to it, especially when you're traveling, you get tired more, right? And if you're working long hours, you can sleep. Yeah, you can fall asleep more. But I mean, when I travel for work, it's usually 2-3 days. I'm tossing and turning. Sometimes I don't get good sleep.
For me, it's really hard when I feel the springs in the mattress. Like, I remember in Venice, I was like, oh.
That's not good.
No, So that's really harsh. But sometimes you can put, like, say, a pillow or a thicker blanket underneath. But as you said, though, if you're really tired.
If you're really tired and you're walking every day, your body's getting exercise, it's going to want to sleep. So it doesn't matter where you sleep. But you might not get the best sleep as you think you're getting. But, yeah, that's where the magnesium can kind of come in and help you calm your body down, your muscles, and hopefully get you a better rest sleep.
Exactly. The beauty about magnesium powder, right, you can actually take it every day if you really want to on your whole trip.
Right.
It doesn't have any side effects. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's a normal mineral. It's an electrolyte that you need anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
And you lose them a lot when you're active.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the hot sun, 40-degree weather, you're sweating out more than just water. You're sweating out salts, magnesium, potassium. So you want to get that back hydrated in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, water's great, but you still got to get some electrolytes back in there.
Right. So if you go even on business trips, do you pack any snacks with you?
Business trips. I'll let you know what I do for business trip. Okay, I usually pack protein of some sort, like usually a little container, protein powder, shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just have a multivitamin that I put in with my protein powder just to supplement, because I'm not really eating, you know, all the plant-based whole foods that I want to eat, because I just don't have time and I can't store it. I don't have a fridge or anything. So I have that just, you know, to keep upkeep, maintenance.
Yeah.
And then I usually bring a bit of magnesium powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you usually use it, though?
It depends on the night. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Really depends.
What does it depend on?
Sometimes when I drink water with the magnesium at night, I can't sleep very well. Due to the fact that I got to go to the bathroom. I wake up in the middle. It makes me sleep well.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I wake up in the middle of the night because I have to go to the bathroom because I'm sensitive to drinking late at night. Of water, right?
So what should the audience do now?
They got to try it for themselves. Maybe they're not as sensitive as me.
Yeah, right?
Right.
I usually
try to put so little amount of water that it doesn't affect my sleep to wake up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah. So it's usually pretty good. But try to limit your water when you're trying to mix magnesium powder. Obviously, you're going to be going to the bathroom like three times a night if you have a big glass of water with magnesium powder in it, right?
Yeah, it really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought of, like, even when we travel and we can't really find a restaurant to eat, right?
Right.
Go to a grocery store, actually.
For lunches, we used to do the old grocery store. Same when I travel for work. The old grocery store is usually the place to be.
They're pretty good, right?
Yeah.
The little ones in Italy or...
Yeah, I mean, we went to Europe and pretty much there's always a grocery store and they're getting so good over there that's like you can always find something that's vegan friendly. I mean, anywhere in the world you probably can find something that's vegan friendly.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're on a low budget.
Oh, for sure.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
Look for the energy dense foods again, right?
Yeah.
So even the peanut butter.
Big crackers. We used to have the hummus.
Whole wheat bread or whatever.
My favorite is grabbing some nice fresh buns.
Yeah.
Grabbing an avocado. Usually you can sometimes find a ripe one if you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They gotta be ripe.
Not
yeah, it depends, right?
Yeah.
And if you can find some vegan non-dairy cheese, that would be great. And then you just put that on there with the avocado and the bun. It's like, it's very, you know, it's got the good proteins in it. It's got a good amount of carbs in there. And it's just a meal in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good to go when you're out and about. You can't find a restaurant. For me doing that, especially for work, I can just go and definitely find tons of that stuff. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even noticed like the cheap supermarkets, it's in Germany, have yogurts.
The non-dairy. A lot of people have dairy allergies, so it's not even people eating plant-based diets now. It's now everyone can be included. I mean, a lot of people have lactose intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
So having that available to them and people that don't eat dairy is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
They're really like so cheap too. You know, we have these almost like dollar supermarkets.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can...
What's the name of it for the
like
people?
Aldi.
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 A-L-D-I.
I'm bad at German.
Aldi.
Aldi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or other ones. Like my parents live close to one. Oh, it's called... Oh, what's it called? Reno? No, I'm not too sure right now, but anyways, they have a lot of like organic even, like cheap price.
Yeah.
Especially that's great. In Germany. I mean, in other countries, let's say Italy and stuff, you can find some of the cheap ones.
Yeah.
But especially in Germany. Like,
that's awesome.
It's really great. I mean, Berlin is like the mecca of like organic plant-based foods.
Yeah, it was there's so many restaurants there. It was like overwhelming. We couldn't even go to all of them. We had to go back.
We never have time. And every time we go, there are like 5 new ones open up.
Yeah, it's crazy. We went to this pizza place.
Oh, so good.
Well, we tried to go to this first one.
Oh, yeah, closed.
And it was closed. And I don't know if it was just a day or they just closed down. I don't know what happened. It was just like a day that they closed. It was super weird. So friends of Julia's knew of a place. I forget whereabouts it was. Maybe you can let them know.
No, Köln, I think.
Okay, yeah. So we headed over there and wow. They had
owned by Italians.
Owned by Italians. Stone pizza, plant-based pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, authentic. And you're like, wow, this is delicious. And they had so many different flavors. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was really good. Did they use plant-based cheeses too?
I would assume so.
I think so.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. They had like a VO Life or something.
And they're
I don't remember
new.
What they had. Yeah, they were pretty new. But that was like really good.
Yeah.
It was almost, it was on par with like Italian pizza.
Yeah, really nice.
Definitely.
So, and I'm sure they're on Happy Cow.
I would hope they're on Happy Cow.
I use my app. So I have an app for the Happy Cow, so it's really easy. You just type in the city where you're in.
Yeah.
And then it shows you a list of...
of everything.
Yeah. I usually do in general, like even the veggie-friendly restaurants.
Yeah, sometimes can always find something. It's like veggie-friendly. Just tell them don't put the dairy in or don't put the butter. Or hopefully they cannot put it in. And
exactly.
There you go, yeah.
You get used to it after a while too, you know, like what to ask for in a way.
Yeah, I mean...
You help them in a way like, yeah. I like this and that, and tell them.
Right.
You actually can look at the menu, and you can tell it will still taste good, even if they take out the cheese or something.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, when I'm traveling, all of my coworkers, we don't really go to veggie-friendly places, so I really have to be creative sometimes and some
Mexican,
stuff.
Mexican, you know, if you go to a Mexican place.
Yeah, Mexican places, your go-to if you're traveling. If you can find anything Mexican, you can pretty much have that rice and beans and have such a satisfying meal.
Totally.
Right?
Even if you don't like spicy food, they can
even if you don't like spicy.
Spicy
food, you can always do that.
Mexican
or you know, you can always at Japanese restaurants just get a rice bowl, with some soy sauce or teriyaki sauce with some grilled vegetables. I mean, it gets easier now. I think people make it too complicated, and they're like, oh, I don't know where to eat. I'll just have the whatever off the menu. Well, you don't know until you ask. So,
I agree.
Ask the restaurant, hey. What I do normally is I say, hey, do you have any vegan options? Because they might have a special menu. They might have something in the back. I don't know what they have, right? So all you got to do is ask. And they might give you options of what's on their menu that they can make vegan. So I'm sure you're not the only one that's asked them that question.
Exactly.
And even if you are, then you can be like, okay, well, I'll just see what you make, you know? If kids are picky and they can make something for kids, I'm sure they can make something plant-based.
So
for you.
True.
You know
but
what I mean?
You actually motivate the non-veggie places to get more.
The more interest they have, then they're going to be like, okay, well, there's a lot of people that are asking for this, so why don't we, you know, have a special menu for them or, you know, have a special dish that we can make vegan for them.
Yeah. Totally, you know? Right. They want to actually get more customers. Every restaurant wants more. If they, if the more and more people keep on asking, oh, do you have plant-based foods? I'd say, yeah. Then they actually, it makes them think, you know, like, oh, we really got to have more like vegan options.
Yeah.
Here.
And I find they've been pretty open.
Yeah.
They're not like, oh, like disgusted or whatever that you think you are. And that they're judging you. They don't do that. They just want to make you happy. I mean, you're buying food from them. It's customer service. So they can help you. They might flat out say, no, we can't make you anything. You'd be like, okay, well, I'm not going to eat here. Like, I'm out. But I've never had that ever happen in my life.
No.
So there's always something they can make or they'll be accommodating to it. I mean, go to a pizza place, you get it without the cheese with some vegetables on it. You go to a pasta place, I'm sure they make pomodoro without any meat or stuff in it. Like.
And I mean, I can really tell you, I traveled around the world and I had really good experiences all in all. And I'm a foodie. Well, I just really know what to pick and what keeps me satisfied and energized. Yeah.
My favorite are rice dishes. If I can find a rice dish that I can turn into a vegan dish, oh.
Especially in Asia.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah, or even here, it's just, you know, easy.
Oh, so easy.
Super easy to figure out what to do.
I mean, even Indian food, right? If you go to an Indian restaurant, you're guaranteed to have.
Well, hard one for me options. Is I'm soy intolerant, so that makes finding a little bit harder. It's not the easiest, but.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, in Europe, they really love this soy.
In Europe, everything is soy.
It's fun food, but.
I feel like Europe's always like 5 years behind. Like North America's kind of like, well, soy's okay, but you know, maybe we can make food without the soy. Whereas in Europe, they're like, plant-based, here's soy. So hopefully the next couple of years, they'll start making more dishes without soy, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because I really want to try some stuff, more stuff. I want to try more stuff. And
It's just the thing with soy, you can make so many dishes. You know, it's so easy.
Yeah.
But they think it's easy because they didn't really try the other things.
Right. Like and there's so much you can make without soy.
BC, right?
Yeah.
We have like a plant-based ice cream place and they don't use soy in their ice cream.
No.
So.
Yeah. There's tons of, actually a lot of restaurants, you'll get the soy, you'll get the tofu stuff, but there's so many other ones. But not too much these days.
The Asian ones are now.
The Asian ones are mostly the tofu ones. But yeah, if you go to like a plant-based fast food place, it's mostly they don't want the soy. Because people have soy intolerance just like dairy. And I think there's still not enough studies on soy of really what's going on with it. Double-edged sword, benefits, negatives, we don't really know. Some people say this, some people say that, lowers testosterone, some people say it doesn't lower testosterone, so.
I don't know, I just find it annoying that when people think, oh, if you're vegan, you must eat a lot of soy. Well, I gotta admit, when I when I became vegan, I really ate a lot of soy because I love these fake meats, you know?
Oh, they're for
really
sure.
Fun food, you know? You
can, yeah.
I even actually enjoy it.
Especially
the
in
fake
Europe, right?
And stuff.
They have a lot of that, or is there a lot of
they do.
Seitan?
Seitan? Yeah, that's true. That kind of, yeah, exactly.
Can't even say it right.
Yeah. Actually, that got popular a lot, too. It's really nice. It's more chewier than the soy. Soy, you can make a bit more stuff, I find.
But yeah.
Still, it's pretty good. Thing is, you know, I got tired after a while, like eating always like soy.
And it's not always the healthiest for you to eat, you know. It's still processed, highly processed to make these fake meats and stuff. And you shouldn't really be eating it every day, I think.
No.
Maybe once in a while, sure, you got a craving, go for it. But you should really, it's still a processed thing. Same with the dairy-free stuff, right? The dairy-free cheeses.
Yeah, or even like
sweets. Cut back on that.
Really, you know, when I travel, if I eat too much sweets, I feel sluggish.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of the non-dairy cheeses are just oil. and tapioca or oil and just mostly oil. They like
fibers
the oil because they got to put that fat up, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how cheese is too.
So it's probably better than normal cheeses.
Yeah.
And if you want it, like, don't get me wrong. I love non-dairy cheeses, but you should really try to cut down on that stuff. If
it's
you can,
more fun food.
If you can, limit it to your weekend. Try to keep it as moderate as you can.
Keep
back
like,
on the moderation
whole foods,
tip.
Right?
Yeah, try to keep it on the basic level. I mean, the more processed, obviously, the harder your body has trouble breaking it down because it's like, what is this really? And it has to break down. Can't be good for you.
Right.
I personally think it can't be good for you.
Yeah. Just when you're traveling, just don't be too picky, but still.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're traveling, you can't be too picky. Whatever you got, you got. I mean, you want to try the things.
Exactly.
But,
you like to try things.
Yeah.
You even make exceptions sometimes with soy.
I'll make exceptions with soy, even though it hurts me in the end.
In the end, literally.
Because I want to try that soy stuff. There's so many good stuff made with soy, but it's, that's a bummer.
Hopefully it gets better.
But maybe it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah,
right?
Totally right.
Keeps me away from too much soy. But yeah, you'd be surprised what's in soy. That non-vegan, non-plant-based foods, there's so much soy in everything.
Yeah.
If you start reading your labels,
bread.
You'd be surprised at how much, bread, soybean oil.
Like in Europe, in Germany, it's so simple usually, the bread, you know, you... You'd be surprised when you come to North America.
If I'm looking at bread and there's more than five ingredients on this, there's something weird with the bread. Bread should be like four or five ingredients.
But they put all these weird enzymes.
They got like L-cysteine in it. They got amylase. Like all these things, you're like, whoa, what is it? Mono and diglycerides.
Soy lecithin.
And you're like, why is my bread like this? Oh, right, because they don't want to expire. You ever wonder why the McDonald's buns don't go moldy?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's not real bread, really, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe that's why people say bread's really bad for you, because they're eating that kind of bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I honestly don't have anything wrong with bread. I like, you know, if it's basic ingredients, mm-hmm. why not, right?
Yeah, I like the sprouted, actually. Because
sprouted is really easy on your stomach, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's really good.
It better.
Yeah, the more sprouted things you can have, I find it's just easier to digest, breaks down enzymes mm-hmm. better, right? Exactly. More protein in it.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for more protein, it's definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we really had a great experience all in all, though, right? Traveling.
Yeah.
Last year. It was pretty good.
Do you have any restaurants in Berlin you're going to go see with your sister?
Oh, for sure.
In the back of your mind?
There's a new snack bar open up. With like they serve like the soft serve ice cream, you know, it's gonna be exciting.
Wow.
With matcha
soft serve coconut ice cream, is it?
Yeah, I think it's like cashew based.
Oh, cashew based. Wow.
I hope.
Jealous. I want to go back.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you all about it.
Yeah, try to smuggle some back for me.
Yeah,
that's not the right word. Grab some back. It'll probably melt by the time it gets here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So put it in a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Double sealed, insulated.
I gotta grab that cooler.
Yeah, and try to get it back so I can taste some of it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's gonna be quite overwhelming. Like, you don't even have the time to try it all.
Yeah.
And you have only that much room in your stomach, right?
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, it should be good. That's the one I have in mind. I didn't check more. Didn't go on Happy Cow yet to see what else is on the list. You scroll and scroll down. It's like never ending.
Yeah, right. Especially
for Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I had a great experience last year with you for sure.
That's good.
So much good food.
That's good. On a final note, we should probably talk about if you're in a city that's not so plant-based.
Yeah.
How do people deal with that?
Well, you have your snacks or you go to the grocery store, right? And they're always like nuts.
Right. You can always find
peanut
something.
Peanut butter, you know?
Saying that you don't have plant-based stuff in your city is like saying you don't have vegetables and fruits.
Exactly. Totally, right?
So, I mean, you can always find something. It might not be the best, but you got to be creative. And that's the beauty in cooking plant-based meals.
Even like, you know, I mean,
spices.
I don't totally like, you know, let's say in Italy, you always find delicious beans.
Yeah.
In a can or in a glass.
You can always find beans. You can always find, you know, lentils. These are staples.
Salads.
There's a reason why they're staples and people have been eating them for many, many years, because they're packed full of protein. They got good carbs in there. They don't spike your insulin as normal carbs do. So they're a slow carb. So it's good for you. Keeps you full longer. It's got tons of fiber.
Right.
Like, it's the best bang for your calorie buck.
Totally.
As they call it.
Yeah, I really look for the basics. And you know, usually nowadays there's even like an organic aisle section. Like we saw one in Rome that was huge. Like,
but that was a big city.
That's true.
They might not have it in small cities.
Yeah, that's true. And some places have like maybe farmers markets and stuff. But yeah, look for the basics, you know.
Yeah.
You actually get used to, like, if you always look for these certain things you like that are like whole food based, then it's really like easy.
You just gotta look out for what's out there. You gotta be, you know, observe what's on your shelf, right?
Yeah.
And make better decisions, right?
Yeah, you learn to get better. And you actually, when you eat certain foods, you know how it makes you feel. You know, certain foods, oh yeah, that was really good, you know, it energized me or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's even coconut water.
Listen to your body. If your body's saying, oh, this is really satisfying, you know, this is really good, and it doesn't make you feel sick after, it makes you feel full longer, you got tons of energy, keep eating that stuff, right? Your body's asking for it.
And try to eat local. Let's say
Definitely eat local.
Let's say in Taiwan, you know, they have an abundance of fruits. you know, that coconuts. Grow there, right? Or even, yeah.
Isn't that where most of your coconut milk comes from?
Thailand? From Thailand, yeah. Thailand? But I talk about Taiwan.
Oh, Taiwan, sorry.
But yeah, well, it's close by.
Close by.
Yeah, in Thailand, for sure, the coconut stays. I bought in Hong Kong a fresh coconut. They sell them on the streets. You know, they cut them open.
There's nothing better than a fresh coconut.
Oh, so good.
You drink the water, you eat the meat.
You know what they do in Mexico even? Like in Cancun? They sell them on the street too, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I went on an island close to Cancun with a ferry.
So this was a small place?
Yes, it was a tiny place.
So there you go.
Place,
so you can have your coconut and eat it too.
Yeah. Totally, right? So yeah. They had the street vendors there too. And so they chop open the coconut for you.
Yeah.
You even see them, like, they're growing on the palm trees, right?
Right.
And then you drink all the water, and then you come back. They tell you to come back.
Yeah.
And then they get the meat off, like, with a certain tool. But okay. Still,
with like a spoon? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Like kind of like type of spoon? A blade spoon type of thing.
Okay.
But they...
Do they use a machete to open up these?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But then
that's
the
classic.
The chipotle powder in.
They put,
like they put the chipotle powder in the coconut meat.
Wow.
And then with lime juice and mix it in the coconut, shell, right? The coconut you have.
And
then,
good.
You know, it tastes like bacon.
No
like,
way.
It's really delicious.
That's awesome.
And I think that's maybe what people got inspired to sell the coconut bacon here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dried up ones with chipotle and some hickory.
It's so good, so satisfying.
Oh, it's
delicious.
That's
what I mean.
Delicious.
Again, you're on the street, you get that type of thing. It's so filling.
Yeah, and
it's
even like, in a small, you know, small town, you can find something.
Yeah, that was small.
And every little town's probably got its own niche plant-based community.
Local stuff, right?
Yeah, you just have to be aware and... With the internet now, everyone can find something.
Right. Even in cold places, you know, like you're not the only one that traveled there and was like plant-based. Come on.
No.
You know, like we're everywhere nowadays, plant-based people.
So it's not as hard as people make it out to
be. No. And especially
and I hear it all the time where they're like, oh, it's just too hard when I'm traveling to eat plant-based.
So you never tried.
And it's like, well, it's not that it's too hard. It's just you have to do something that's different. And maybe you don't want to when you're on holidays.
Exactly.
But you can do it. It's
doable.
You
think you miss out?
And you think you miss out.
So much to try.
But there's so much still to try out there.
We were like...
Amazed.
We couldn't even keep up with certain foods. Even in Florence, Italy, remember?
Yeah.
It's like this called Universo Vegano.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah, totally, right? And they have a location in
Rome,
too. So it's like a chain.
A chain of fast food, vegan food.
Yeah, they have like gnocchi.
The world is
pizza.
Changing. Yeah,
totally.
Gnocchi pizza.
So many sweets to choose from. You're
those
like,
wraps.
Ah!
What do they call those wraps that I love?
Panini, you mean?
Nah, the other one. The one your mom really likes. With the wrap. It's like a wrap.
Oh, piadina.
Piadina.
Yeah,
that's
the word
I'm looking for.
Oh, you like that one?
I love piadinas.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty about being plant-based. You actually try things that people wouldn't really try if they're not on
Yeah, normally plant-based. You just get the same old, you know, your steak, your meat, your chicken, and it's...
A few potatoes.
Yeah, a little bit
gravy.
Of just spices, but it's the exact same always,
Pop.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I find you just try so much different stuff.
Yeah.
You're more open to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be more creative, too.
Yeah.
Which makes it taste better.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty about it, usually digests quicker, so you can try more food.
So you can eat more.
Yeah.
And you never get that, oh, so full, right, feeling?
For hours, you know.
Yeah, that
I mean?
Your stomach, it's just tossing and turning. And you just digest better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, so that's how we travel. And
yeah, so if you got any travel tips or want to know more, you can email us at contact@thinkplantbased.com. Or check out our website at www.thinkplantbased.com. And
talk to you later.
Send it our way. We'd love to answer you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Catch you later. Ciao.